So we got to send Daf Vav Amud Aleph to the Gemara. Bevei Rav Amre Rav Shari Ushmuel Asar Benado Amre Rav Asar Ushmuel Shari Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak Yisimanach Elu Mekilin LaAtzman VeElu Mekilin LaAtzman. Gemara asks a Rav Shari to be Mekil would seem to imply on the surface, according that the Rav would agree with Rabbi Shimon. V'Amar Rav Sini Bar Chizkia Mishnei Derav. Hi, Misukraya Vinazaisa Osar Lahaduka Biyoma Tova. And the Gemara assumes that we're dealing with a Dover Osar Lahaduka. Right? And the Gemara is assuming that we're dealing over here with a where they have a Malacha of Sita, that's what Rashi says. We have a problem of Sita, and the assumption is that it's a davar she'eino miskaven. And if it's a davar she'eino miskaven, the Rav over here paskins le'iser, the Chori paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. I says no. Ahi afiu Rabbi Shimon moded, davayu v'rabin travayu moded Rabbi Shimon segresha v'lo yamut. And therefore, even if Rav paskins like Rabbi Shimon, the Chol zot will distinguish between the situation of Bia v'lel Shabbos, which is a davar she'eino miskaven, and which is mutar, and over here the misukraya dinazaisa, which is a sikresha, and which is asa. Okay, so I think we've moved over into other cheshbonos and explains Rav a little differently. Here we have a tosfos, which is which we love to have such a tosfos in Masechta Shabbos because pretty much it goes from topic to topic and touches on most of the main topics that one can talk about within the world of Malachas Machshavas. It starts off pretty innocently, and that is Vekasha Rabbein Utam, that basically, according to Rabbein Utam, even though Sita is a double Malacha, namely that Sita is both a Tolda of Libun and a Tolda of Dash, you can have a Sita where you can be over two Averos, two Malachos, two Chataos, two Chiyuve Misa simultaneously, one act. You can be over two Isurim, Sita Mishum Mubun and Sita Mishum Dash. However, even given the fact that Sita has such a wide range of Malachos under its belt, the Chol Zot in our Sugya, there is no Isur of Sita. Why is there no Isur of Sita? So Rabbi Natan says, because each of these Sitot, be they the Tolda of Libun or be they the Tolda of Dash, has conditions, and the conditions are not met in our sugya. What's the condition according to Rabbi Natan for Sita to be a Tolda of Libun?
Mayim.
Mayim or Dover HaMenakeh, right? That it has to be a liquid which is Menakeh, as opposed to Yayin, as opposed to Shemen, which are Melach Lech. And since we're talking about Musukraisa Dinazaisa, we're talking about a gigit which is full of Shechar or Yayin. So here we have a problem on it that this is a Dover HaMelach Lech rather than Dover Menakeh, and we can't apply the Slita of Libun. Alright, so let's apply the Slita of Disha. Why can't we apply the Slita of Disha over here? Halech Libun. Excellent. That in Disha, one has to be interested in the material which is extracted, and over here, this is Halech Libun. Now, you could answer Rabbeinu Tam via Ukinto. That's one way of dealing. You could say maybe over here we're talking about white wine. We're not talking about red wine. We're talking about a light beer. You could answer in that direction, or you could say given ukimta, where that when you press the nekev, when you press the simas nekev, when you press the beged into the nekev, then the wine goes in as opposed to coming out. In other words, that you have it's built in a way that every drop is safe. In other words, you could answer that way. However, the reed decides to take Rabbeinu Tam head on and disagree with him directly. Okay, so let's try and understand what over here is a machlokes between the Ri and the Benutam. The Ri, the nearer the Ri, down in the middle of the white lines, the Lokasha Midi, Ikula Memar, the Osir Viskot, Bishar Mashke, Mishum Libun, Kamomayim. What's the machlokes over here? A machlokes with Metzius? As to whether if you squeeze red wine in a garment, it's going to come out cleaner or it's not going to come out cleaner. Yes, Chaim?
A question of whether we're looking at the pula of cleaning or the tzatzah.
Excellent, very good. We dealt with this last year when we learned Beitza. We had the sugya of Beitza on Daf Lamed. We had a parallel Tosfos. And we had this over there, Bahamor and Ramban. But pretty much it's all, you know, it's everything parallel to what we have over here. And we wanted to suggest that maybe on the level of a mitzius, everyone agrees that when you take a dirty garment and you would soak it in red wine, so then the wine has the effect of being absorbed by the garment. And when you squeeze it, the dirt is going to go out of the garment. But the problem was, yasaskara behesedo. The dirt will go out, but the wine, in terms of color and smell, will go in. And that's the machlokes over here. That's the given. Everyone agrees on the mitzius. The question is, how do we view such a mitzius? And that, we have a machlokes in terms of malacha of libun, parallel to what we saw by other malacha. Is the ikar creating a totza'ah? Libun is getting a beged naki. And here, the bottom line is, I have no beged naki. My beged is mulachach. I have a beged that smells of wine and looks like wine. That's not libun. Or do we say the libun is that we have a pu'ula of nikui, we have an act of nikui, here we have an act of nikui. We took the dirt out. This is not a dirty shirt, this is simply now a pink shirt. But it's not a dirty shirt. That in which we have the pu'ula of nikui without getting the totza'ah of beged naki, yes?
In days of Mikdash, we have
In where in Beis HaMikdash? In what stage?
I don't know. Where
would
be in the
Malachot? So within the Malachot, we're assuming that part of the process of when they used to clean the wool, so they would soak the wool in water, and then they would squeeze the water out of the wool. So that's the question as to whether you can expand that also to a situation of wine and beer and oil or extracted by water. That's a machlokas over here.
But it certainly has to be different. That's the original. Maybe
so the av, we pointed out that the av of libun is the act of is the washing machine, or it's soaking, agitating. That's the av of libun. And the squeezing is a tolda. Squeezing over here is a tolda of libun. Comes to this, you know, is that when you have a washing machine, usually there are three cycles. There's the rinse, there's the soaking, and then the shaking, how it's called, you know, where the drum goes back and forth, and then the spin. Right? Those are basically three cycles of a washing machine. So the av are the first two cycles, and the tolda is the third cycle. No, he said mishum libun. Libun is the av malacha. There's a malacha called libun. And Sita is a form of libun. However, the question is Sita a form of libun also in a situation where you're using a mashke she'ena menake? That's a machlokes of Enotan and Beri. So the same machlokes would be if, let's say, you had a really, really, really filthy shirt and you put it into the washing machine and it came out cleaner than it had been, but you have to do three washes in order to get it clean. So the question is, are these the first two washes, is that a malacha of libun on Shabbos? It could be that according to the Ri, yeah, that you thought it's cleaner than it was. Here also, it's cleaner than it was. The bottom line, you don't have a beged naki, this would not be a malacha d'oraisa, maybe drabana, but it wouldn't be a malacha d'oraisa of Liban. It could be that this would be a parallel situation. Then you have the same question by other malachas. Let's say that I have a page which is colored red. And now I take more red paint and I make it darker red. It was red and now it's darker red. Is that a malacha of tzoveya? That I change the shade, I make it darker. I'm not taking it from white to red, I'm taking it from red to darker red. If the malacha is getting a totza'ah of red, I already had the totza'ah of red. If it's a pu'ula of being tzoveya, the bottom line is I have a pu'ula of tzoveya. So he pointed out that this has many ramifications. So that could be the machlokas. I'm not saying necessarily it's the machlokas. It could be the machlokas.
Yeah?
We pointed out, according to Rabbeinu Tam, we have two We have Sita being a tolda of two malachos. We have Sita being a tolda of Levun and Sita being a tolda of Dash. You're talking about the second one. We'll get to it. Let's take it step by step. Okay, so in terms of being the tolda of Levun, we have a machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and Viri where the Levun applies in this situation. Rabbeinu Tam brings Rayos, Elachara, if we're going to have Sita as a tolda of Levun, there should be Xera Shema Yisod. And where do we find Xera Shema Yisod? Only by Mayim. So, QED, you see that Sita of Levun applies only to Mayim. What does the Viri answer? The re answer is no, that the Xera Shem Yisod is Dashka by Mayim. However, right, in other words, we only go there Shema Yisod when a person has a tremendous amount to gain. If a person is going to see his Rebbe and is going to walk through a river, so then he'll get to come to his Rebbe with clean clothes, right? So he has a lot to gain. He's not necessarily going to walk through a river of beer or a river of wine. In other words, we don't have to have a Xera, but were he to do it, and to squeeze it, that would be awesome. Namely, you can't prove from the fact that there is a gzera, therefore you have a malacha, and when there's no gzera, you don't have a malacha. You can have malachas without gzera, you can have malachas with gzera. That's what the re continues. The ikra meimer da'aser l'slo t'shar mashkem yishum libun kamamayim. U'mikol makom lo chashinan behu shema yislo. Because shekevan shetam v'hareach nisharim b'v'gadim u'ma'atu nehen b'slitoso. Therefore, it's not, we wouldn't have a gzera shema yisod, but if a person does do it, it would still be a malacha. Yitachein a malacha daraisa, but not every malacha daraisa is going to have a gzera shema. Okay. That's on the first level. Then on the second level, Rabbi Black referred to is that the Rabbi Natan says that we have, aside from Sita being a tolda of Levan, it's also a tolda of Mefarik. It's a tolda of Dash. Since we have a tolda of dash called skitas zeisim va'anavim, where you have the juice naturally in the fruit, we have also yitachen a din of a cholev of milking a cow that would also be skita, that would also be a tolda of mefarig, a tolda of dash. Hu hadin, if the liquid is put into the garment artificially and you squeeze it out, it's also a tolda of disha. However, as Yoni pointed out, that's on condition. That's on condition that you want the mashke. If you get a toech le'ibud, then it's not a problem. Rabbi Notam himself says, just a minute, he says, Om Rabbi Notam, we have a problem. And here the problem that we have two girsos in Tosfos as to what exactly is the problem. So let's learn it according to the girsa we have in our Tosfos. So maybe in our sugya we have by the Mesukraisa the Nezaisa a tolda of Mefarek. And even though it's Holech Le'ibud, Becholzot, we have a psikresha that we're going to have disha. Namely, that in Achinami, our kavana isn't for the wine. To get to squeeze the wine out of the garment because I want wine, because it's going to the ibud. Our kavana is to plug the hole. But I have a psikresha. And as such, we saw Moshe Rabbi Shimon did psikresha. So Rabbi Natam over here is Mechadesh, that since it's Holech Le'ibud, this is a psikresha below Nichalei, Rabbi Natam says, we pass in like the Aruch, that psikresha below Nichalei is Mutter. Afagadari psikresha, v'chein piresha Aruch, the call of psikresha below Nichalei, Shari. Psikresha below Nichalei is Mutter. How do we understand the Shita of the Aruch? Why should psik resha delo nichalei be mutter? What's the difference between psik resha nichalei or psik resha delo nichalei? The bottom line is that I have over here wine being squeezed out of a garment. Why is it any different than squeezing lemon juice out of a lemon? Yeah? Okay, so we have over here a chisaron in melechas machsheves, namely, what they are suggesting that the Chol HaTorah Kula, if we're not dealing with the world of Shabbos, in Achinami, Psik Reisha, Velo Nichalei, is Chayav. Right? In other words, that the machlokes Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda is machlokes b'chol haTorah kula. So the b'chol haTorah kula, if I am doing an act which is mutter, but this necessarily brings about an iser, and I'm aware that the iser is necessarily going to come about, we have a psik resha. Then, even if that psik resha is lo nichalei, then it would be chayav. However, here in Shabbos, is where we have a pramachas machshavas, and it is mutter. This, your explanation, Beir's explanation, fits in what we saw in Hilchos Shabbos in terms of how Rav Chaim understood the concept of psik resha. Rav Chaim said, why is Rabbi Shimon matir a davar sheino miskaven b'chol haTorah kula? Why is he matir? I saw also b'chol haTorah kula, you don't require ratzon, you don't require kavana. So he said that when you have a davar sheino miskaven, we lack yidia. You're not certain that your act is going to bring about a certain result, and the lack of yidia means it's not totally your maisa. If you want to define someone's maisa, his yidia of the result is part of defining a maasa. When you have a davar sheino miskaven b'chol haTorah kula, if you are not certain that there is going to be a certain result, then that's not considered to be your act. That's the heter of the nazir. The nazir is allowed to shampoo his hair. When he shampoos his hair, some hair may come out, and a nazir is not allowed to cut his hair. So we say, but it's a davar sheino miskaven. It's a davar sheino miskaven. It may or may not. Even if the hair does come out, it's not via his yidia. He doesn't know necessarily it's going to come out. That's not considered his ma'aseh. But were we to have a psik resha, were we to have a nazir who is 40 years old, and every time he shampoos his hair comes out, then he has yidia. So b'chol haTorah kula, and even though it's lo nichalei, he's not happy his hair comes out. I mean, he would be much happier looking like a nazir. Are you really a nazir? You don't look like a nazir. He would be happy looking like a nazir. But so it's a psik resha to lo nichalei. But b'chol haTorah kula, that would be chayav. However, we move over to the world of Shabbos. There, aside from yidia, what else do you require? Ratzon. I have to have willpower. Right? Machas machshevas. And so in the world known as Machshevas, here, a psik resha de lo nichalei is mutter. So comes along Yerach HaShulchan and says, not only is it mutter midoraisa, it's even mutter d'rabbana. Anyway, that would be a very, very simple way of learning the Arach, that b'chol haTorah kula, we pointed out in the previous Tosfos, that Rabbi Shimon's halacha of davar sheino miskaven is a din b'chol haTorah kula. It applies to mokrei kilayim, it applies to nazir, it applies to kol haTorah kula. But the unique halacha of psik resha de lo nichalei, that would be limited, according to the way Beyer is learning, to the Machshavas, to the world of Shabbos. Yes.
Some of the
Shabbos
are
I pointed out there were two girsos. There's the girsos we have in front of us in our Tosfos. And we have a nuscha of Tosfos, which is found in a tshuva of the Mizrahi. He had a different girsa within Tosfos that said, we're not dealing over here with psik resha de lo nichalei, we're dealing with a malacha sheein tzricha l'gufa, which even though normally you point to Rabbi Shimon as aser, here it's worse. Right? So as to whether we're dealing over here with a psik resha or we're dealing with malacha sheein tzricha l'gufa, we pointed out that l'chora these are two different worlds. That in a psik resha, you're doing an act which is mutar, and we have a tosa'ah of a malacha. Mashen came in malacha shein tzricha l'gufa, you're doing a malacha, but for the wrong reason. Chofer bor ve'eino tzarech elo la'afara, that's a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. I'm doing a malacha of chofer bor. However, the taplus that I want was not the taplus of the mishkan of having a hole, I want the dirt. Masha'en came when I drag a chair and I'm making a charitz, I'm interested in dragging the chair. Dragging a chair is not a malacha. However, under the circumstances in which I'm doing it, I happen also to be making a charitz. So I'm doing a pulas heter, which brings about a pulas yisur, and depending upon the weight of the chair, that could be a psik resha. It could be that necessarily, by the weight of the chair, I'm going to dig a charitz. But I'm into dragging chairs, I'm not into digging charitz here. That's called a psik resha. Over here, when you have a plug of rags, and you push the rags into the hole, is that a davar sheino miskaven, or is that I'm sorry, in the world of davar sheino miskaven in sikreisha, or is that in the world of malchus hashem tzrichah l'gufa? Here we have two yesos and tosfos. What would you say if someone to wake up in the middle of the night? Oh, right. Someone wake up in the middle of the night and say, "No, what is this? Is this a davar sheino miskaven / sikreisha, or is this a malchus hashem tzrichah l'gufa?" No, Avram, what do you say? I would also agree with that as a secret. Namely, you're into plugging holes. There's no malacha called plugging a hole. Well, maybe there is a malacha, that's what deals with the bottom in terms of vinyan. But let's assume that because you're plugging the hole in a very, very amateurish manner, that's not considered to be vinyan. So I'm not into vinyan, I'm into plugging holes. Plugging holes basically is mutter. It's no different than screwing a top onto my peanut butter jar. And it happens that when I screw the top of my peanut butter jar, then I am squeezing some of the oil out of the cover and it's dripping out. That's what we call a psik ratio or davar sheino miskaven. If it may happen, it's davar sheino miskaven. It's necessarily going to happen, it's a psik ratio. So I would also put it under the realm of psik ratio. I like our girsa and kosos. Okay. If we have the other girsa, okay, let's move over now to what Joel pointed out. I'm sorry, to what Kazal pointed out. Kazal said that we have another girsa. And we can view this as a malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa, that I am squeezing, not squeezing to get out the wine, I'm squeezing to fit the rib into the hole. Right? That would be like then we would have, I'm doing skita, but not for the reason it was done in the Mishkan. The reason it was done in the Mishkan was to get at the liquid. And I'm doing it because I want this big rib to fit into this little hole, and that's why I'm squeezing it to make it smaller. That's already malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa. So here again, so why should it be mutter according to Rabbeinu Tam? Why should mutter? Isn't the malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa either chayav or aser? So here, how would you understand the footnote over here? Af agav the malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa aser Rabbi Shimon hecha delo nicha lekral shari tvei.
I just want to say, how can you even have this girsa if the Gemara calls it a psik ratio?
How can you even have this girsa if the Gemara calls it a psik ratio? It's a very good question. In other words, l'chora, in our minds, we like to make boxes. We like to have boxes. Everything it fits it smoothly into a box. So we have a box called davar sheino miskaven / psik ratio, and we have a box called and what we will always try and do is to fit things into our boxes so they should fit in without having any overlap. That's true. However, we find in the Rishonim that they didn't always view things in this same world of boxes. Namely, we're going to see a little later on that Tosfos is going to tell us within our girsa is dealing with the world of davar sheino miskaven. And he's going to ask a question from Mappis Mursa, which will cover the Malacha Shein Shrich L'Gufa, and the Gemara even called the Malacha Shein Shrich L'Gufa, and behold, Tosfos is going to bring it in within the discussion of Psik Reisha. And then we have a Reb Chaim on Mappis Mursa that we already saw, who understands that the Rambam understood Mappis Mursa as a din of Psik Reisha de Lonicha Lei of Yara. So, I am not thrilled by such an approach, but I can't ignore it. Okay, so we have to be able to learn according to both approaches. So if, and I'm pointing out that even though the Chora, we should be able to define each situation as either this or this, and then, as Avram pointed out, the Chora, our case, is a case of Psik Reisha, that's what the Gemara calls it, which seems to be a wonderful proof. However, one could set it up in a framework that would link in with the girsa over here on the side. One could view it not as an act of plugging that brings about squeezing, but as an act of squeezing which is being done for a reason that was not done in the Mishkan. One could view it in that way. Let's say, for example, we discuss the case of Psik Reisha itself. In other words, let's say we take the case in its very literal sense, that you're a babysitter for your kid, and he's very cranky, you need a toy, you have no toys, but you say, hey, this chicken's head, that would make a wonderful toy. Promise the chicken head happens to be attached to a live chicken. So you cut off the chicken's head and give it to your kid as a toy, and now he's quiet, and lo and behold, the chicken died. Right? Psik Reisha v'lo yamut, you cut off a head and not die. So he asks, what is that? In terms of categorization, is that a psik reisha, or is that a malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa? And l'chora, what is it? I'm shechting a chicken, not because I want meat, because I want a toy. That's a malacha shein sicha gufa. Normally when you shech the chicken, you do it in order to get rid of eber menachai, in order to be able to prepare the meat for achila. Here, I'm shechting the chicken because I want a toy. That's a malacha shein sicha gufa. However, that's what's used, in quotations, as the example of a psikresha. Psikresha is doing a maisa heter. What maisa heter am I doing over here? I'm shechting a chicken. So I say, so I have to formulate it. I'm cutting off the head. That's an act which is much I can cut. I cut my apple on Shabbos. I cut my potato on Shabbos. Now I'm cutting a chicken on Shabbos. And lo and behold, the chicken dies. The problem is that how can you call cutting a chicken's neck cutting? Cutting a chicken's neck is murder. It's shechita. You're killing the chicken. So, and that's a malacha. But it's a malacha for the wrong reason. But so we pointed out that's a problem. And that we saw Ben Ochananel that he understood Sikresha V'Loyamus not as a case, but rather simply as a sign that we have a necessary connection. Just as you can't cut off a chicken's head without it dying, so also you can't drag a heavy chair without it making a chariz. You can't squeeze a wine-filled rag without the wine coming out. That's what Sikresha means. Sikresha is not a case, it's simply... We dealt with all this in Hilchos Shabbos. It's not a case. It's simply a description of a situation. But in any case, let's assume that we can move off of what's like Pshat in the Gemara and Pshat in Tosfos and our views of Tosfos to the margin, and the margin defines this as a case of Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa that even according to Rabbi Shimon would be mutter. Where would that come from? Why would this be a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa that even from Rabbi Shimon is mutter? Rabbi Shimon classically says that malacha shein tzricha l'gufa is always asur d'rabbanan. Why should this be mutter? We don't have over here a mitzvah. We don't have the mitzvah. That's put in later on. Yes? Why? Okay, so you have to say is that we have two, again, this is those of you who learned Hilchos Shabbos, so this should hopefully be a good chazara, that we have those malachot in which the taklus is not just a condition of malachot machshavas, which is either hayev or asur, but rather is defined as part and parcel of the malacha. Without the tachlis, there is no malacha. Can you give me an example of a situation where without the tachlis, it's not a malacha? According to Tosfos, in Shabbos, in Gimel Adais, kotzer, if you're not tzarech le'etzim, is not a malacha. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it'll be muter. Tzarech le'etzim becomes part and parcel of the definition of the malacha. So if we're going to put in that category, here we have another case, where if you're sochet and it's holech le'ibud, so since this is not considered to be a lach of shechita at all, why should we, in other words, we have two forms, what? That's a different, totally different, sorry. So over here, we're saying there are two kinds of malachas. You have those malachas where the tachlis is a tnai malachas machsheves, and according to Rabbi Yehuda is chayev, and according to Rabbi Shimon is pater. And we have those malachas where the tachlis is part and parcel of the malacha, and without the tachlis it's muter. What form of malachas? Is there a category of such malachas that you can explain, and explain how this fits into the category? No, come back to Hilchos Shabbos. What? When you have a malacha, when does the tachlis become part and parcel of the malacha? When does it become something you can't do away with?
It's a process.
When you have a malachas kilkul, or when you have, if I am a soser, shalom anas livnos, that's mutter. If I am korea, shalom anas litzvor, that's mutter. If I am mochik, shalom anas lichtov, that's mutter. How does kotzer v'tzarach le'etzim fit into that category? Why is kotzer considered to be malachas kilkul?
There's a few opinions.
Let's say one that will help us over here. That you are undoing a previous act. You know, you previously were noteya, and now you're being kosher. So when you were undoing a previous melacha, then the tachlis, and the fact that you want that which comes out, becomes very, very important. What does that have to do over here with the world of stita? Why would we put stita, the told of mefarek, parallel to kosher v'tzarach le'etzim, parallel to molchek v'tzarach l'chtov? What did you do that now you are undoing? Right. You soaked up the, in other words, the rag soaked up wine, and now you are de-soaking the rag. Namely, that you are, what?
Soaking a lot.
Oh, no, we have to put in a word. That you are undoing a previous process. Okay. In other words, that if we had, but in other words, when you're choreh, you're not undoing any previous process. There was no previous process. When you're zareh, you're not undoing any previous process. When you are kotzer, you are undoing zriah. When you are squeezing, you are undoing the process of soaking. I mean, you soaked this rag in wine, and now you are squeezing the wine out of the rag that you soaked. When you were undoing something previously, that could be viewed as a kilkul, unless we have a proper tachlis. The proper tachlis, we'll call it a tikkun. So over here, where you are soaked, where you are squeezing out that which was previously soaked in, if it's going with Ibud, that's a melachas kilkul. Namely, that we can put this under the same category. It's a little extension. There is an extension. I'm not saying it's not an extension. But it's a logical extension. That doesn't have to be that you are undoing your previous melacha. You are undoing your previous process. Previously, you have a sponge. You take the sponge and you fill it with water. And then you squeeze the water out of the sponge. So you were undoing that which you did previously. So if you're going to squeeze out the water of the Ibud, that would not be a melacha of mefarik. We need to squeeze out the water in order to use it. That already would be similar to the Mishkan, sochet zeisim for shemen, sochet anavim for yayin. That would be already that would be a malacha. That would be a tikkun, not a kilkul. Yes, David. That's where we begin. That's where we begin with Isha. But we're going to see that we apply Disha even to skitas kvashim u'shlakos. We saw that in Tosfos. Kvashim u'shlakos, it wasn't there naturally. It's an extension. Okay, in any case, one second. So we can now understand the two girsaot. Okay, so if we have over here a psik resha, says Rabbeinu Tam, this is a psik resha d'ronichale, which is mutter. If we have over here a malacha shein tzichu l'gufa, this is a form of malacha shein tzichu l'gufa, which is mutar. Therefore, says Rabbeinu Tam, you can't learn our sugya like Rashi. Rashi learned our sugya that the malacha over here is sita, asar aduka mishem sita, there is no sita. There's no sita of libun because we're talking about shar mashkim, a davar hamalacha. There's no sita of mefarek because this is a psik resha v'lo nichalei, or this is a malacha shein tzrichu l'gufa, which is mutter, and therefore you can't learn shad in the Gemara like Rashi. How Rabbeinu Tam learns shad in the Gemara? That's a good question. He doesn't say, but we have at the end of Tosfos another alternative, so maybe Rabbeinu Tam chooses that other alternative. Or maybe he chooses one of the ukimtos that we mentioned earlier. But in the middle of town, fine. Okay, fine. However, yes?
According to that Girsa, isn't it mashma that all malachas shein tzrichu l'gufa, if it's not nichalei, so then it'd be mutter to Rishim, and not just where you have this malachas kilkul?
No. You know, it's not necessarily. If a malachas shein tzrichu l'gufa, hechad adol nichalei klal, shari tfei. However, where we're going to apply the shari tfei, so that's the question. So you could say that it applies to malachos X and not to malachos Y purely arbitrarily, but that's a little hard to say. I mean, we're Nevi'im, how do we know which malachos applies or which malachos doesn't apply to? So we tried to give a rule that when we have a situation where you're starting off with a malachas kilkul in quotation marks, we're starting off with a malachas kilkul, and you are missing the tachlis altogether, then we have that this shari tfei will bring us to a level of heter. Maybe. In any case, the Ri does not like Rabbeinu Tam totally. He disagreed with Rabbeinu Tam on the level of libun, of sita of libun, And he disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam as well over here. Why does he disagree with Rabbeinu Tam over here? On what point does he disagree with Rabbeinu Tam? That he holds that Tzik Reisha de lo nichalei is Asur Durabonon. Umetzina lemeimar nami dosa mishim afarek. Afal gata vipsik reisha de lo nichalei. Asur lechatchila l'Rabbi Shimon kamal malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. What over here would be the machlokas between the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam as to whether Pesik Reisha de lo nichalei is mutter or it's asur drabanan? That's really not a fair question. I mean, well, maybe it is a fair question. Namely, Rabbeinu Tam, this is what Rav Leich mentioned previously, that the Ri takes all of Rabbeinu Tam's rayos, all of the Aruch's rayos, that Pesik Reisha de lo nichalei is really mutter, and says that's because Pesik Reisha de lo nichalei is really asur drabanan, and Mishum Mitzvah lo gozru. Makom Mitzvah lo gozru, all of those cases are cases of Makom Mitzvah, the Ziluf Hayayim, the Hadas, we're dealing with Makom Mitzvah, and that solves the problem. So, in other words, it's not really a fair question, because how do we know why Rabbanan were Oser? Sometimes Rabbanan took a situation which was similar to a Doraisa and they were Oser. Sometimes they took it to a similar Doraisa and they weren't Oser. So, it's really not a fair question for me to ask. I'm only asking it because I sent you, or I mentioned to you, that there is in the Kovach Yumer of Elchanan Vasseman a section over here on this Tosfos where he says something which will simply give us more of a background in terms of Pesik Reisha, but it probably doesn't. But he himself, his mode doesn't adhere into the Tosfos. When we go into Yochel Shabbos, he pointed out that Reb Chaim was machadish a whole new approach to Pesik Reisha. He said Reb Chaim viewed Davar Shana Miskavein as a chisoning of Yedia. Pesik Reisha filled in the Yedia, but the Chol on Shabbos is the problem of Ratzon, and there Nichalei and Lo Nichalei plays the role in terms of Shabbos. And we asked, well, what did people do before Reb Chaim? How did they learn sugyas before Reb Chaim? They didn't know anything about Yediyah and Ratzon, etc. So he said that before Reb Chaim came around, there were two classic ways of learning Pesik Reisha, two halachic constructs. One halachic construct is that if you do Act A, Bikavana, and that necessarily brings about Act B, for which you don't necessarily have Kavana, then we have two ways of explaining why you should be chayav on Act B. One is that we will transfer the kavana from Act A to Act B. That since Act A and Act B are linked intrinsically, you can't have one without the other. That's a Pesik Reisha. We have over here a cause and effect relationship. So since I had kavana for the cause, it's as though I had kavana for the effect. That's one way of understanding Pesik Reisha. If I'm dragging your chair, and lo and behold, I make a charitz. So I say that since that charitz had to be made, even though I didn't have kavana for the charitz, I wasn't thinking about it, but I did have kavana for dragging the chair, it's as though I had kavana for making the charitz. As though I had kavana. We transfer kavana from A to B. That's one halachic construct. The other halachic construct is the opposite. Not that I transfer kavana from A to B, but I turn B as part of my ma'aseh. Namely, I am not just dragging a chair, I am digging a charitz. That we view that which comes about necessarily by my action as being also part of my action. Namely, that we are not transferring kavana, what we are doing is expanding a maisa. I have a maisa of dragging a chair on which I have kavana. We're saying that the digging of the charitz is part of that maisa. Namely, rather than moving my kavana from A to B, saying B is a separate maisa, but it's as though I was mechavein to B, we're saying no, B is part of it. My nafgamina, if I'm transferring kavana from A to B, or I'm making B part of my extended act of A, and those are the two ways of understanding. So here, the Kovach Yumer said, nafgamina is Pesik Reisha de lo nichalei. Pesik Reisha de lo nichalei. If the halacha is that I'm transferring kavana from A to B, if it's lo nichalei, I can't say I'm transferring kavana, I don't want B. I don't want thee. I have a backyard which I pay a gardener to take care of. I don't want to have a furrow in the middle of my backyard. It's a mistake. So I can't say, well, because it because it's inexplicit, because it's intrinsically linked to the act that I'm doing, it's as though I had kavanah. It means as though I had kavanah. It's lo nichalei. I'm not interested in it. However, if we say no, it's not as though I had kavanah, but we're simply saying that B is part of A. So my nachminef nichalei, if lo nichalei, the bottom line is B is a part of A. So if you say that psikresha, the nichalei, is mutter, that would be because we view it as transferring kavana from A to B. If we say psikresha, the lo nichalei, is aser, that's because we're viewing it on the level of the maisa. That we're saying that we're extending the maisa. That's what Rabbi Chanan Vasanen wants to suggest. A very shivish way of learning things. The problem is, the why am I saying doesn't fit in over here? That would explain why psikresha de lo nichalei should be mutter, or psikresha de lo nichalei should be chayav. But those aren't the two alternatives in our tosos. Rabbi Natan holds psikresha de lo nichalei is mutter, like the Aruch, and the Ri holds psikresha de lo nichalei is aser drabanan. What does aser drabanan mean? Basically, it's mutter, but rabbanan slapped on an iser drabanan. According to the way that Kovach Yerum learned it, it's either mutter or chayav. If we understand psikresha as transferring kavana, you can't transfer kavana if it's lo nichalei, and then you'd have it, then it'd be mutter. If, however, it's not extending a maisa, who cares if nichalei or lo nichalei? He did the maisa, and then chayav. But the Ri doesn't say chayav. The Ri says aser. V'haraya, Rabbi Black pointed out, makom mitzvah is mutter. You don't have a chiyuv d'oraisa which becomes mutter b'makom mitzvah. When you do it with an iser d'rabanan, it becomes mutter b'makom mitzvah. So therefore, even Kovach Yerum agrees that it's not going to be a good shot over here. I mean, were we to find the sheet of the psik reisha de lo nichalei is chayav b'chol ha'tarakula, we could say, that's because of the maisa. And if we find the case of psik reisha de lo nichalei is mutter b'chol ha'tarakula, that's because of transferring kavana. But it won't help us over here. It won't help us over here. The Ri says it's also drabana. The first approach, but then we're back to our question. So why do you have nachos between Rabbi Natan and the Ri? They both agree. Mi'ikar adim sikreshul nichol is mutter. But according to the Ri, they slapped on a yisur drabana, and according to Rabbi Natan, they didn't. They didn't. And that's a question that we can't ask. Why yes, why no? We just have to check whether they did or they didn't. Fine, okay, but that could be for a million and one reasons why Rabbanan make an Yisur Drabbanan. We have no idea why Rabbanan made Yisurim here and didn't make it here. Correct, but that has nothing to do with the Kovach Yerum. In other words, the Kovach Yerum wanted to explain a machloket ekronit, but the moment you say that both sides agree ekronit, they both agree ekronit, that Sekresh Lonichlei is Mutter Doraisa. Just a question as to whether Rabbanan slapped on an Yisur Drabbanan, then the cholera, you don't have to come on to the Kovach Yerum, and he himself backtracks, yes?
Fine.
It fits into Tosus's language. So Tosus over here says that Sikresha Dulo Nichole is also Chatzpiga Kamo Malacha Shein Srichol Gufa. It does fit into Tosus's language. Just the okay, said it. I hear. What Rav David wants to say is that maybe over here we'll say that we're. It's why if it's lo nichalei should be a transfer kavana. Okay, I don't know. It was that even though it's lo nichalei, we'll transfer the kavana from the maisa heter to the maisa iser. However, the lo nichalei is not in terms of the maisa; it's in terms of the totsah. So the totsah is lo nichalei, and that's like a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa, where you want to do a maisa, you don't want to have the totsah, and that is why it's also drabanan according to Rabbi Shimon. The problem is over here that the chora, the lo nichalei, is both on the maisa and the totsah. I'm not interested in the maisa of making a charitz. I'm not interested in the totsah of making a charitz. I'm not interested in making a charitz at all.
What's the totsah?
I know what I'm doing in terms of pulling the chair that I have kavana for, but my lack of kavana. So the ma'isa, once I have a kavana for the ma'isa heter, then the ma'isa iser is part of that ma'isa, but the totsala I'm not interested in. Okay, fine. Okay, that would be the approach of the Ri. And the Aruch would say that we're dealing with the side that it's a question of transferring kavana. I can't transfer kavana in the case of Lo Nichalei. Okay, in other words, to take Rav Elchanan and to fine tune it. Fine. Okay. I hear. So far what we've seen is as follows. Let's just summarize where we're holding. One is that we have malchokes Ri and Rabbeinu Tam in terms of stita as a tolda of libun. Does it apply to yayin and shemen or not? That could be that was one point. B, we have a question as to whether we have a din over here of mefarek. Do we have stita as a tolda of mefarek? So, using the gears of Aratosvos, we have malchokes between the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. When we have a psik ratio de lo nichalei, what is the conclusion? According to Rabbeinu Tam, psik ratio de lo nichalei is mutter, like the Aruch. According to the Ri, psik ratio de lo nichalei is usser. And then we've tried to explain that, machlokas. And according to the fellow on the side, to the gears on the side, we have over here malacha she'en sricha l'gufa, which normally is usser. Here Rabbeinu Tam says that it's going to be mutter. So we thought maybe we'll put this in the category of those malachos where the toto is part and parcel of the malacha, and that brings us back to Tosfos in Shabbos and Gimel and Beis, and we would expand our definition of those malachos not only when you're mekalkel the previous malacha, but if you're mekalkel the previous process, then maybe in order to bring this back into the world of malacha, there has to be a tikkun via in the totsa'a. If the totsa'a is not going to have a tikkun and you were mekalkel the previous process, then you come to a heter. Okay, those are the topics we discussed up to now. We have one more machlokas over here within Tosfos, and that's how to understand the sugya of Hadas. So let's look at the sugya of Hadas through the eyes of Rabbeinu Tam, and then let's look at it through the eyes of the Ri. The Od Maisi Raya, that's a six wide line. Okay, we're dealing with the rayas of the Aruch that secretion of the Nichalei is Mutar. Od Maisi Raya in the Lulav HaGazal, the Kamar of Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Mematim anovim biyom tov. Perush, invei hadas. That is, that when you have rov anavim and miyut alim, that's not a hadas. If you get to the point of having rov alim and miyut anavim, then the hadas becomes kosher. Uparech, how can you say mematim anovim biyom tov? I'm attacking mona. We have a malacha of making a kli of makir patish. Umukim ra b'miskavin. Umukim ra. The miskaven lachila, you're just eating the berries, and saver lakavua, and he holds a kadishimon that a davar shena miskaven is muter. Uparech lohamod Rabbi Shimon psikresha, and this is a psikresha that when you take off the anavim, even from his of eating, you're going now to have a hadas kasher. You're going to have a malacha of makir patish. Umeshani lo tzricha the is lei hoshana achrisa. You don't care that you're going to have a hoshana kshera. This is a psikresha delo ich patle. And we saw that the Bali Atosos compare lo ichpatle and lo nechale. Alma, kevon de lo nechale, the lo chayish v'hai tikun, the lo nechale is the lo ichpatle. Shari, afo gad psik reishahu. Okay, probably that's a pretty good proof. So what does the Ri do with that proof? So he says, firstly, makom mitzvah. So just a minute. So let's look at the Ri. Look at what does the Ri say? The Raya Sarach Enan Rayas. Dahi the Matir Rabbi Shimon Lezalef Yayin Al Gabi Ha'ishim Mitzvah Shoyni. Fachein Ahi the Islei Hoshana Achri Yisik Lameymar Shoyni Mishum Mitzvah. Inane, or, says the Ri, I have another approach. A very, very interesting approach. What does he say? Hachi Perusha. The Gemara asks, Ha'apsik Reishahu. When you bite off the berries because you're hungry, the bottom line is that you're going to be making a kosher hadas. More answers, the Islei Hoshana Achrisei. I don't need this hadas. V'hoyel v'chein, shari the Rabbi Shimon. Why? The Shema lo yitzarech la. Not that I definitely don't need it. I may not need it. The nimsa shelo tiken kli. Hilkoch lav sikreishahu. However, that's if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, that davar shenem iskavein is mutar. Aval l'Rav Yehuda, who holds that davar shenem iskavein is aser, aser. Why? The Shema yitzarech la. The igloi milsa, the kli avad. Namely, that we're not dealing over here with a situation of creating a psikresha d'roni chalei. What are we creating by having a hadasa chrisei? A davar shenem iskavein. We're going back to a davar shenem iskavein. It's not necessarily that when you're eating off the berries, you're making a kosher hadas, because you may not need it. And if you don't need it, who cares? In other words, no tikkun kli if you don't need it. Vashen can coin to the re, davar shenem iskavein is awesome. The fact that you may or may not need it, that's irrelevant. The fact that I may need it, that's already considered to be a malacha of davar shenem iskavein. What? What's going on over here? What's going on over here? This is not the classic davar sheino miskavin that we're aware of. The classic davar sheino miskavin that we're not aware of is, I don't know what's going to be the result of my pulling the chair over the grass. Is it going to make a chritz? Is it not going to make a chritz? I don't know what's going to happen if I am boel and isha. Is it going to be dumb? It's not going to be dumb. I don't know what's going to happen when I pour this water on the coals. Are the coals going to go out, or they're not going to go out? Those are davar shenem iskavein. I don't know what's going to be in the future. Here, what is it that I don't know? I know exactly that when I pull the berries off, I'm going to be making a hadas. What don't I know? Whether I'm going to need this hadas or not. What does that have to do with davar shenem iskavein? So here, the chora, I mean, this is, if you recall, we dealt with this. This is what's called in the halakhic terminology, safek sikresha lusha avar. Namely, this isn't the classic davar shenem iskavein. This is similar to the case of the taz that we saw in Siman Shin Tet Zayin. A person has a cabinet. And he wants to know if he can close the door of the cabinet. What's the question? Why should the answer be yes or no? Maybe there are flies in the cabinet. And if he closes the door, then he's trapping the flies in the cabinet. If there are flies in the cabinet, then we have over here at Seda. If there are no flies in the cabinet, it's Mutter. He doesn't know if there are flies in the cabinet or not. So the Taz says, that's davar shenem iskavein. He's allowed to close the door of the cabinet, because the davar shenem iskavein doesn't know whether there is or whether there isn't. This would be similar to the case of the refrigerator. If you're a refrigerator, you're a guest in someone's house. You forgot to open the refrigerator before Shabbos. Now you want to check. Maybe there's a bottle of cold water in the refrigerator, but maybe your host left the light on in the refrigerator. You don't know. If they left the light on, the moment you open the refrigerator door, wham, you're going to turn on the light. If they didn't leave it on, there's no problem. You don't know if they left it on or not. So says the Taz, that's a davar shenem iskavein. You don't know what the situation is. It's similar to the flies in the teva. It's similar over here. So the Mishnah Brura says in that Taz, that's not a davar shenem iskavein. Davar shenem iskavein is you don't know what's going to be. But here, either the light is in the refrigerator or it's not. That's a suffix. You have a suffix secretion. Suffix secretia. Namely, if the light is there, borrowing secretia. If the light is not there, there's no secretia. You have a suffix secretia. So suffix secretia. If we're dealing over here with a secretia of Nicholas, Malka Doraisa, suffix Doraisa, Lachumra. If we'd be dealing with an Isur Drabana, suffix Drabana Lakula. But we don't call this a davar shenem iskavein. That's the machlokas in the Mishnah Brura and the Taz. So the Mishnah Brura in the Bir Halacha over there in Shem Tessayan says, you know who holds like the Taz? The Re. The Taz has a makar. The Mishnah Brura was very, very intellectually honest. Even if he felt that this shita was up the creek, he says, but the Taz has a precedent. The Re. What does the Re say? The Re says that if I'm not sure if I'm going to use this hadas for a mitzvah, that's called a davar shenem iskavein. That's called a davar shenem iskavein.
Definitely, because when you use it, there's a substance that's flying, and you're going to say,
Okay, so that's what exactly we're saying. That this halachic bika kli is only if you're going to use it as a hadas. Otherwise, it's like making a hadas a week before Sukkot or a week after Sukkot. A week before Sukkot and a week after Sukkot, I'm allowed to eat the berries off of the hadas. So, you know, so maybe on Sukkot, I'm going to eat the berries off of the hadas because Sukkot said they're going to use it. So here we have over here a sotik psikresha. If I'm going to need it, then it's a psikresha. And if I'm not going to need it, it's not a psikresha. But this is all. Nothing to do with what's going to be in the future. It's all the facts are on the table currently. I just don't know the facts that are on the table. So you could distinguish that proposal, whether I'm going to use it or not going to use it, that's something I'm going to decide in the future. But in reality, this is not the classic situation of Darshan and Miskavim. So in any case, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Ri over here as a Raya to the Taz, and then the Machlokas between the Benu Tam and the Ri is to how to learn the Sugi over there. That would be a Machlokas between the Taz and the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, so we have then one other Yikuda over here in Hilchos Shabbos, which is very, very basic, and that's how do we define the world of Darshan and Miskavim and Sikresha? By what will be in the future, or even by what is in the present or what was in the past, where we have a suffix as to what the Mitzius is. So here also we have a suffix as to what the Mitzius is. Will this Hadas be used? Any Goyim built of the Kli Avad or not? What else do we have? Yeah. Okay, let's continue down a little bit in Tosfos. The Alperish Ha'aruch Kasha. What's the problem with the Aruch Hol Sikresha V'lonichla Yizmutan? What's the Kasha? The Tanan, the Perek Shmoneh Shratzin, Hamapis Mursa V'Shabbos. Person is popping a pimple. Mapis Mursa V'Shabbos. Im La'asos La'peh. If he's doing it for medicinal purposes, that he wants it to heal, and so he wants it to be a hole that will aerate it out, then chayav, that's binyan. V'im lahotim en aleicha, if a girl is just doing it, it's just nice temporarily, to take out the lecha, or a boy is doing it, take out the lecha from the acne, or etc., then patur. V'dafka mishum tsa'ara patur umuta. Mara says over there that because we have a situation of tsar, that's something that disturbs a person, so then we have a heter. Avalilav mishum tsara havei aser. Af algav delo nechalei b'peh klal. And we how can the Aruch say sikresha delo nechalei is mutter? Here, without the world of tsar, we have a sikresha delo nechalei, and it's aser. Only because of tsar we say it's mutter. So you see that Sikresha Delo Nichalei is Aser. What over here is the problem with this Kasha that Tosfos has on the Aruch? Again, we're back to our boxes. That we would normally say, and the Gemara says, that Mapis Mursa is a Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. The Gemara puts together Mapis Mursa and sad nochosh. A person is sad nochosh in order that it not be matik other individuals. That's a malacha she'ain tzricha l'gufa, but because of the hezek derabim, therefore it's mutter. And the Gemara deals with matis morsa and sad nochosh in the same language. Both of them are malacha she'ain tzricha l'gufa. And here the Aruch HaShulchan is talking about sikresha d'lo nichalei. So he pointed out already that this is part of our problem of the Rishonim sort of jumping from case A to case B. And if you recall, Reb Chaim basically followed in the line of Tosfos. Or if you want to, Reb Chaim understood that from this Tosfos, Makis Mursa is really a psikresha de lo nichalei. And that's where Reb Chaim understood the Rambam. The Rambam, Paskins, Malacha, Shein, Tzichu, Gufa, is Chayiv. The Rambam, Paskins, Makis Mursa is Mutter. Korat Tastira. Mapis Mursa is only mutter, according to Rabbi Shima. The Malacha Shein Tzricha Gufa is Aser Drabana, and Mishum Tzara Hithiru. But the Raman Paskin says that Mapis Mursa is mutter, but he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The Malacha Shein Tzricha Gufa is Chayav. That's a kasha that all the Achronim ask on the Rambam. So Reb Chaim come along and said, no, according to the Rambam holds that Mapis Mursa and Tzad Nachash are the cases of Sikresha Dilo Nichalei. Raman Paskin is like the Aruch that Sikresha Dilo Nichalei is mutter, and that's how everything fits in. So, Lechora, this Tosfos is parallel to the Rambam according to Reb Chaim. Namely, that Mappis Mursa is a Malcha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. But the question is, one thing just to say it, something else to explain it. Why should Mappis Mursa be a Tzrich Reisha Velo Nichavei? Why should Mappis Mursa be a Tzrich Reisha Velo Nichavei? Say. Yeah, the problem is that normally we explain Mappis Mursa, the individual is making a petach. The question is, does he want the petach, or does only want, although they only want the lecha to come out? Namely, he's doing a malechas binyan, but the question is, does he want the totah of the binyan, the petach, or it's basically a malechas siluk, it's like being motzi the mace. He's doing a malacha for the reason, not because he wants the mace from here to there, he doesn't want the mace to be inside, he doesn't want the lecha to be inside. That's a classic malacha, shein tzrich l'gufa. To set this up as a psik reisha d'lo nichalei, we would have to say he's doing a pula of heter. What's a pula of heter? Squeezing skin. He's squeezing skin. The squeezed skin, that's a pula of heter. Aye, when he squeezes the skin, then lo and behold, we have a malacha of binyan. Maybe by Mappis Mursa Neila. What about Tzad Nachash? Tzad Nachash. Wow, how is that going to work out? Tzad Nachash, that's. You know, it's in the time of in the Mishkan when they were tzad behemot, they were tzad behemot in order to use them. Here he's being tzad the nachash, he's doing the ma'isa malacha, but for the tafla, not of using the nachash, just of keeping it off the street. That's the chora malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. Right? That's a malacha siluk. He's doing it just that it shouldn't be around, not that he wants the nachash. I have to say, he's doing a pulas heter. What's the pulas heter? He's putting a box on the ground. And lo and behold, there's a nachash in the box. Wow, I never realized that nachash should be in the box. Ah, you put the box up in the nachash? Ah, that's true. It's very hard to learn that as a psik reisha, the lo nichalei. Say that a psik reisha where you're doing a maisa heter, and then the isur comes about the nevel. What maisa heter is involved in being sad nachash? Where how did a maisa heter? The school about that. It's better than last year. Last year, what they had maybe had a little lamp like that. It's much, much better. What? Are they jingle bells? What? But that's a heter. But the bottom line is what he's doing. Or is a malacha of seder. In any case, so what we see is this tofa'ah within the Rishonim of mixing of malacha shein tzrich l'gufa and tzrich reisha. They're both according to Rabbi Shimon happen to be also rabbanan. That's really not fair either because. Tzrich reisha l'nichalei according to Aruch is mutter. It's only according to the reader. They're both asur drabanan, and the David Daikin pointed out that there may be a certain conceptual connection, but the categories of chora are different categories. We have different worlds. We pointed out that according to Tosos, tzrich reisha on Shabbos, even according to tzrich reisha. But we do find the Tofa, we find it again in the acronym as well. The question is, in terms of how to define the categories. There is, just as a footnote, we have the question of the Rambam. The Rambam passes that Mappis Mursa is Mutter. I passes Malcha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is Chayav. How can you get to this situation? So after having learned the shiur today and the last shiur in Yovel Shabbos, the last shiur of Kotze, the shiur in Kotze and Yovel Shabbos, you could come up with a different construct that maybe Mappis Mursa is beyond the Malcha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. In other words, that this is like the Kotze Lo Tzarech La'itzim, that the Totza'ah of Asiyas Pesach, that defines the Malacha as being a Malacha. If you don't have that Totza'ah, then you get to a heter, namely that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees. So it says even Rabbi Yehuda, who is posek the malchus shetzukov is chayav, would agree that kotzer the ain sarach la'etzim is not chayav. So that the Gemara Mappis Mursa also may be in that category. Question is again, why should he be in that category? How do we define such a category? Why should Sa Nachash be in that category? But we have another approach to the Rambam. If you want to see who takes that approach, there's a section in the Kilas Yaakov on Ksuvos. I think it's Otz Hei. Towards the end, he wants to bring in that approach. That if you're not being sad because you want the Nachash, it's not called Seda at all. It goes beyond the regular Malachash in Tzichla Gufa. But again, why? It's Seda, a Malachas Kilkul, or why should Seda be Malachas Kilkul? It's a big sequin to be tzad. Don't know. Okay, that's what we have over here in Tosfos. We'll stop over here. What I'd like you to see for next time is to, possible, is to go through, since you have until 11:30 on Sunday, is to see the Gemara up to the Tachos of Zayin Amad Aleph. In other words, we have over here basically the sugya of Osik V'Mitzvah, Patam and HaMitzvah, Pasam Patam Mikriyat Shema. Hataya we already basically discussed. Matis Morsa we already discussed. So we'll see if we can get to the Tachos of Zayin Amad Aleph. And then, what else? Then what we have here? Then we have the sugya of Zayin Amad Aleph itself is relatively easy. We move over into Birkas Nisuin and into Birkas Eirusin. That's a nice sugya. And that will take us pretty much up to Daf Tes. Okay, so I hope that within the next week or two we can get up to Daf Tes and then we'll start on slowly again. But if you feel it's too much, so I won't go beyond what you get up to. So we'll go in the order of the Daf. If you only get up to through the sugya of Parit, fine, and we'll do this, and we'll do the Bikiyim later on. Whatever. But if you can get to the Tavla Zayin Amad Aleph, tomorrow Rashi tells us, look around at in terms of the Rashba, the Ramban, the Ritva, classic Rishonim, just to see how they went to sugya. Yeah. Yes. So we passed in that situation of Nichle is still Asad Rabbana. Yes. No. Kosev Ein Tzarech Le'etzim is a category, again, working not in Sikresha, within Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Within Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, sometimes Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is Asur Drabanan, sometimes Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is Mutar. That's what we saw over here by Rabbi Notam, that the Yitachem, that the Matzarek for Sikresha for Matzarek is Mutar Lagamre, because it goes beyond Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. But that's generally only by Malacha Skilku. By a malacha in which, per se, you are destroying, you are undoing something. And then that could be kotzer, that could be soser, that could be mochek, etc. Right? We said maybe that also includes solchet, that you were undoing the previous process of something having been absorbed. Now you are causing it to be unabsorbed or disabsorbed, whatever phrase you want to use. But it wouldn't apply to the chashmah. Okay. That's